Thanks, Russia. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FBI has now spelled out just how Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party's email system. The president, as punishment, is kicking out 35 Russian spies. And there will also be a covert response where we do to them what they did to us. After which they will no doubt respond to the response, and so you know how that goes.
U.S. officials say that they have no reason to believe the Russian cyber attacks will stop.
Until Trump takes office and we all become friends again. But as we await that day, I fear it is not only the Russians who will end up being punished. And I say that because of what I read in that 13-page FBI report. Part of the blame for the hack goes to the Democratic Party for having terrible computer security. And it's clear from the report that the FBI is getting really tired of sloppy security. Because most of that report is a list of things that organizations had better start doing to stop Russian hackers from getting nude snapshots of their private data. Now, a lot of this advice, only the guys in the basement understand. But here's a directive I think we can all understand. Quote, avoid password policies that reduce the overall strength of credentials. Yes, because of this hack, a lot of you are going to have to change your passwords and then keep changing them every few months. Reusing old passwords would be forbidden. They would have to contain nonsense characters, and each device you use would have to have a different password. So I ask you, who is really getting punished here? Thanks, Russia. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.